Let's start with prayer. Dear God, I just thank you again for coming to be with us. Draw close to us. Help us to sense your love and to know how much you care. Please help us to not only know that you're there, but to take the risk of giving our all to you, of letting you forge our future. And we may know in theory that you know what is best and what will give us satisfaction in the end, but sometimes it's hard to let go of that. Lord, please help us to trust you and take that leap of faith. Speak through me, I pray. Amen. Oh, I'm getting flashes. I forgot one last thing. Is it Chad? Chad from the salad bar, we're supposed to sing happy birthday to you. Cindy is reminding me. Okay, so Chad, what's your last name, Chad? Cindy didn't even know your last name. Huh? Afra Hart? Okay, Chad from the salad bar, I don't know. Afra Hart, I'm trying to get that. All right, so let's sing happy birthday to him. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Chad. Happy birthday to you. Because every friend is worth embarrassing. I heard that a lot of you went on senior survival, what, about a week ago? Is that true? Is that a good time? No. Did you get rained on? Oh, yes. Well, I'll be honest. When I went on senior survival, we never got rained on, and it wasn't that hard, and I won't tell you any more of what we got in trouble with on senior survival. But anyway, I remember doing the trust fall. Do you remember, did you do the trust fall? How many of you did the trust fall in senior survival? How many of you had a hard time with the trust fall in senior survival? Okay, so some people, how many didn't have a hard time? It was like, oh well, who cares? Woohoo, my life's over. Woo! You know? I remember doing that trust fall, and you kind of get up there, you know, and we're like, whoa, man, trust, whoa, man, you're going to fall, you know, and it's kind of like, whoa, you know, and some people, they get up there and they take forever, you know, that feels like, and you're like, I can't, let go, don't. And I remember getting up on the trust fall myself, and I remember thinking, you know, you just don't think about it. Just don't think. Turn your brain off, you know, fall, woo. That's what I did. I just got up there, woo. I was like, yeah, that's not too bad, not too bad. Well, I had this friend of mine. My junior year, I did lots of classes. Lots and lots of classes. My senior year, by the time I came around to my senior year, I had a pretty cakewalk year. And I had about 3 classes. And I went on every trip possible. 4-year senior, biology, I don't know. I did all these different trips. And the Mexico trip, which was like, now you guys have what, like, Fiji or something exotic, I don't know. And we just had Mexico trip. You had to drive there, so you'd, you know, ride in this bus all the way down to Mexico, and you'd sleep on the bus, you know, and you wake up in the middle of the night, you know, and, you know, you'd be sleeping in the aisle, and you wake up, gum stuck to your face, you know. This is, I love this trip, you know. And it was, you know, just one of those kind of trips. And part of the tradition of going to Mexico was that on the way back, we would stop in Salt Lake City. And if you wanted to, you could go snow skiing. And so I was like, okay, cool. You know, so we, me and my friend, we're like, okay, well, we're going to get snow skis and we're going snow skiing. So we get snow skis and we haul them in the bus all the way down to Mexico, all the way back. We stop in Salt Lake City and the time is ready to go. And we get up, you know, crack of dawn, and we start going up to, I think it was Alta or whatever, the ski mountain. Is that the one? Yeah, Alta. Okay, but they don't allow snowboards. Yeah, so I had to leave my snowboard at home and take skis. So we did skis, and we get up there, and we're going up the bus up towards the mountain, and we get halfway up there, and there's a lightning storm, I mean, whoever heard of a lightning storm and snow? Anyway, I don't know. Anyway, they turned around and they went back down. But my friend's dad just happened to be in town on business. We're like, hey, it is good. And so he comes and picks us up and he says, I'll take you to another one. So we go over to Park City, I think it is. We go to Park City. And now I'm used to like snow skiing and snowboarding in the Northwest, which it doesn't usually get too cold. And so, you know, I have a jacket, maybe a fleece on or something, and I'm pretty comfortable. Well, we get up there, and I tell you, it was some of the most beautiful snow I've ever seen, but man, it was cold. I mean, really cold. And I spent most of my time just kind of in the lodge, you know. I can usually pretty take it, but I just, you know, I'm just trying to warm my hands, and I was just, you know, and I'd go out and ski a little bit, and the powder was just so soft, but it was just so cold. And finally, we get to the end of the day, and my friend says, well, let's, you know, we're going to go down. And so his dad's warming up the car. And we're sitting there. I mean, you know, it took like a half an hour to warm the car up. You know, it barely start, and he's scraping the windows. I mean, it was really, really cold. And so we're playing around in the snow. And there's this, you know, this huge, big, you know, condominiums right there. You know, like three levels high. And we walk over to the snowbank after where they hadn't shoveled. And we just start jumping in the snow. And it was just this deep powder, like this deep, you know, and just so soft. I mean, just, you know, you didn't even feel impact. It's like, man, this is nice snow. And so then there was this big concrete box there that like an air conditioner went in or something. So we climbed up on top of that and we started jumping off this concrete box. You know, like, oh yeah, that's nothing. And so we began dropping off backwards off the concrete box. You know, like, hey, this is just like senior survival. Yes. You know, so like, you know, ah. And then there was the bottom condo, instead of, because it was kind of low, they had this wall that was about this high that went around the front of the condo. And the snow was just glistening and soft. And so we'd get up on this wall and we'd climb up and then we'd drop off backwards off this wall. And we climb back up on the wall and we move down a little bit further and we drop off. And, you know, now, after the first couple of times, you're a bit nervous. You're like, you know, that kind of thing. I don't know. Who hit someone in the head at senior survival? Yeah? Okay. Yeah, there's a few hands there, you know. I lost an eye, you know. And so you kind of do that, you know, you're going, you know, and then like, no, you have to grab your pants. Okay, grab my pants. Right. So we get up on the wall and we're moving down a little bit and I turn around and I'm like, woo. You know, my friends, woo! I said, let's do this one together. And he's like, dude, I ain't, you know, into that. Come on, you know. And so we had moved down the wall, you know, and it's just the soft snow. We're just leaving tracks as we go along. It's just soft, smooth snow. And I turn around and I say, okay, fine. And so I look at him on the wall. And I begin falling through the air. I mean, just perfectly relaxed. Because I know this is so soft, you can't even feel the hit of the snow. And as I begin falling through the air, I see him looking at me as I'm careening through the air. And I'm looking up at my friend in horror as he looks at me with wide eyes. And I can't breathe. And I'm looking back at him. And I roll over in the snow. And I take off my glove. And I put my finger in it. And it comes up to the first knuckle. Before hitting concrete. I'm like, something is definitely not right with this picture. And I roll over, and all the snow where I had landed just went poof, you know. And someone had the bright idea to shovel this nice little concrete pad that was the same level as the rest of the snow. And it was an inch deep. And I still to this day know how, have no idea how I survived that fall, because I'm leading with my head just woo, poof. And I roll over, and he's looking at me, he's like, I ain't jumping no more, you know? And I kind of get my breath and we kind of hobble our way. You know, I hobble, he walks back to the car. And I learned that day a valuable lesson. Who are you trusting? Who are you trusting? In our lives, we all trust somebody. We all trust somebody. Maybe it's your parents, maybe it's your friends, maybe you only trust yourself. But sooner or later, you're going to hit a concrete wall. Sooner or later, you'll even let yourself down if you haven't already. And who are you going to trust? And if you are going to trust, are you going to trust today? Paul was making his rounds as he shared Jesus with other people. And towards the end of his life, he ends up appearing to more and more high Roman leaders. And one Roman leader that he ends up encountering is Felix. And when he tells Felix, Felix is kind of startled to start with. He's kind of like, whoa, maybe I should listen to this. And then he says this, go away for the present, and when I find time, I'll summon you. I kind of get what you're saying, but you know what? Tell me tomorrow. Paul encounters later on, he encounters King Agrippa. And King Agrippa kind of listens to him. And then King Agrippa replied to Paul. And he says, in a short time, you will persuade me to become a Christian. Maybe. Maybe in a short time, but not today. Statistics say that if you're going to make a decision for Jesus, 75% of all decisions are made before you're out of high school. If you put it off now, your odds go way, way down. Life will not get easier. The decision will not be like, oh, you know, I think today's a better day. And pretty soon you get caught up with an occupation, with someone else that you marry, whether or not they're going the same direction you want to go or not. Or this direction that you think you might want to go someday. And then you have kids and things just keep careening and you are choosing a path. The decision is never easier than today. It will never get easier. Who will you trust yourself to? And if you do trust yourself to God, will you let go? For Felix and Agrippa, they said, well, I don't know if I'm going to let go of who I am, of who I've become, of what I have. Will you let go and surrender yourself to God? Let's pray. Dear God, please be with us and guide us. And if there are those who are having a hard time making a decision now, Lord, work on their hearts. Help them take the leap of faith. For those who have made a decision already to follow you, help them to continue on that path. Continue on in a relationship with you and grow in deeper and deeper love with you. Into a future that is so bright and so wonderful. The Bible says we can't even comprehend it. Be with us, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen.